For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Terry Nelson spent 32 years working for the U.S. government as a Customs, Border, and Air Interdiction Officer. He retired last year as a GS-14, the equivalent of a bird colonel.
And this is Terry Nelson speaking for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Prison remain incubators for terrorism. Drug cartels and terrorist organizations are two of the most dangerous foes facing the world today. American prisons provide the ideal atmosphere to nurture the goals of our enemies by converting desperate inmates. Long considered recruiting stations for violent gangs, U.S. prisons have become a dangerous breeding ground for radical Islamic terrorists, and authorities claim they don't have the resources to prevent the serious problem. A new report to be released this week by Homeland Security Policy Institute at George Washington University concludes that U.S. officials are aware of the problem but are too cash-strapped do anything about it. This allows Islamist extremists to target vulnerable prison inmates with Muslim readings which promote hate and violence, creating the sort of homegrown terrorism currently plaguing other countries. The Federal Bureau of Prison estimates that there are 2 million people in prison in the United States, and around 6% of them are Muslim. There have been many high-profile cases of terrorists who became radicalized during incarceration, including British shoe bomber Richard Reid, now serving time in the United Kingdom prison. Others include Chicago gangbanger Jose Padilla, the dirty bomber who converted to Islam on serving time in South Florida prison. Radical Wahhabi Islam who plotted shooting rampages against 3 National Guard facilities, several synagogues, and the Israeli consulate converted in Northern California's Folsom prison. An FBI informant who converted to Islam while serving time in a California juvenile detention center and later trained with the terrorists who kidnapped and beheaded an American newspaper reporter. None of this is news to U.S. officials or lawmakers. After all, more than a year ago, FBI Director Robert Mueller testified before Congress that prisons continue to be fertile ground for extremists to exploit both a prisoner's conversion to Islam while still in prison, as well as their socioeconomic status and placement in the community upon their release. Considering the overrepresentation of nonviolent drug offenders who have been remanded to prison and the probable link to murders being committed to further the drug trade and the above link to terrorists, isn't it about time that the United States stop trying to legislate the behavior of its citizens and instead focus on our true enemies? Drugs are too dangerous to be left in the hands of terrorists and criminals. The criminal gangs and terrorists must be removed from the distribution chain, and then the associated violence will also stop. This is Terry Nelson on behalf of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, at www.leap.cc, signing off.
If you would like to learn more about this group of 5,000 individuals who believe the drug war is a failure, please visit their website, leap.cc. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.